6 o'clock, right? Or is it 5 o'clock?
It's 5 o'clock. That's the weird satellite one that fixes itself.
We'll call this meeting order, the November 17th, 2021 Sport Commission. Do we have a roll call, sir?
Yes, sir. Commissioner Mastalotto.
Here.
Commissioner Fairbanks.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Reynolds.
Here.
Commissioner Hatley.
Here.
Commissioner Riston.
Aye.
Salute to the flag is next. Angie, would you lead us, please?
Sure. Stand, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, acknowledgement of visitors. Looking out in the seating room, I see none, so thank you for that. Number 5, board meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included the meeting minutes from last month's meeting in your packet.
I'll make a motion we approve the board meeting minutes from October 27th, 2021.
Seconded. No, sorry, Jeff.
And motion and seconded by
anybody.
I think Mr. Reynolds was first, so I'll go back. All signified by approving the minutes, signified by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None, so carried. Number 6, authorization of warrants.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I met with Manager Sturdivant yesterday, went over the warrants. Everything was in order, so I will make a motion that we approve the warrants. Numbers 27096 to 27137, including commissioners' checks and electronic transfers on the amount of $178,137.37. There is also a wire transfer from checking the LAIF account for $975,000.
Second. The motion and a second. All approved. All signify by saying aye if you approve.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Number 7, fiscal reports.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. We included the fiscal reports for October in your packet for your review.
Anyone have any questions over the reports? Order or queries? I didn't notice anything, but I would say that do we need to approve those or just for notion that we review them?
On the fiscal reports?
Yeah.
Let me look.
I'm trying to remember. I don't think so.
I think you just acknowledge receipt.
We just acknowledge receipt of those for information.
I believe so. Yeah, you just acknowledge receipt.
Okay. Well, without any questions in place, I'll acknowledge that we've received the fiscal reports and all commissioners have had the opportunity to review. Thank you, Manager. Number 8, adoption of the proposed COVID-19 prevention program.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we received a copy of the COVID prevention program from Attorney Huber. SCORE staff went over it, made sure everything was good. It's funny, right? We checked on the lawyer's work, but it was good.
I'm good with that. Yeah. That doesn't offend me 1 ounce.
It was good, so we're asking that the board approve the adoption of it so we can be in compliance with the state of California AB 685.
Anyone have any questions over the program being presented?
Can I ask one question, though?
Sorry,
is there sick leave for the employees if they get COVID?
No, there was, and it ended September 31st of this year, which has kind of caused some issues here because some employees that are now being affected by COVID are like, well, when the other employees were affected by COVID, they got 80 hours of free time. Why don't I get 80 hours of free time? And so it's kind of like, well, the state of California is not providing 80 hours of free time for you anymore, so my hands are tied at this point.
Do they have sick leave?
They do have sick leave, yeah. Everyone gets 80 hours of sick leave a year.
Okay. Is there a sunset date on this prevention program? Or just open up?
Whenever COVID goes away, these documents will become irrelevant, but there's no sunset provision.
Okay.
Well, let me back up. To my knowledge, there was no sunset provision, but I'll look. I'll verify
that. This is exactly what we have at my work. I work for the state. So, yeah, when I was reading through this, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is stuff. We've been doing this for quite a while, and same thing with our employees. If they had COVID, at first they had these different programs or that they'd burn time or administrative time off, and now that's went away. So if staff are able to telework, they will let them, which obviously probably nobody could hear. If not, yep, they have to burn their sick leave.
Yep.
Okay.
Any other questions? Mm-hmm. All right, entertain a motion for this prevention.
I make a motion that we adopt the COVID-19 prevention program.
I'll second it.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. All signify by saying aye. Approve the motion.
Aye.
Any opposed? So carry. Thank you all. Number 9, fiscal year 2020-2021 audit.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included the audit. It's in this blue binder on your at your spot. Everything came out great as far as the auditor was concerned. So we're just asking that the board adopt the audit for the fiscal year 2021.
Any questions from the board and the commissioners?
I don't see any notes on mine.
Okay.
Well, I'll make a motion that we adopt the audit report for 2021.
I'll second it. All right, we have a motion from Commissioner Reynolds and Mr. Hathaway seconded to approve the audit as presented for this meeting. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? So carried. We're going to have a long meeting, I can see here. Item number 10. Review the INI peak charge resolution 09-21, resolution establishing the formulas for determined infiltration, inflow surcharges, and corresponding policy 7305.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So after last month's meeting, when I brought it to you guys,
change.
Yeah, we at the request of the board, we wanted to tighten up the language to make sure that the spirit of the resolution was captured, and so Attorney Huber took it and changed item number 5, and we think it passes muster now. We think it's captured what you guys want to have in the policy itself and the resolution.
Okay. Anyone with any questions about that? Okay, looks good.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we adopt resolution number 09-21.
I'll second it. Motion by Commissioner Reynolds and second by Commissioner Hatley to all signify by saying aye.
Real quick, I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
So I just noticed on the bottom of this, it says $8,000 per inbound for fiscal year 1921-22.
Sure.
Should that be 2021?
It definitely should.
Where do you see this? Oh, on
the very last page, the very back.
Right, exhibit A. Typo.
Oh, yeah, 1921. That was a great year. But, should be 2021.
Yep.
So could this be something that we approve with approving the typographical errors
repair? Yeah. Yeah, there are two options. You can actually make a motion that it be amended, or you can just pass it as is. We can call that is a clear Scrivener's error.
Okay.
That we can just go ahead and correct without any direction. So up to you.
I apologize.
If we approve
about that.
It as it is, and we say paper.
That's fine.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you just again, if the motion includes amending that to 2021/22, we'll take care of it on our end, and it won't come back again.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. I got a picture. Yeah. No, that's good. I believe Commissioner Reynolds made that motion, so I'm assuming that he's going to agree with that change. And I'll stay with my second.
Are you okay amending your motion?
Error.
Yep. Okay.
All right. We've all described the motion. All signify by saying aye. You approve the motion as presented.
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all. Appreciate that. Catch on the screen.
Make sure the notes say that.
Attorney's report number 11.
I have nothing additional to report other than, again, we've been doing, you know, we've been doing some work with staff here on some employment issues and getting this resolution done. I have been checking up to make sure that that the construction projects, I offer my services to these guys from time to time. If anyone needs to ride herd on the engineers or the construction guys, I'm happy to be the bad guy and do that. They have told me in no uncertain terms that they are in good shape and under budget, and so as far as I know, no one needs to be ridden herd on. So
that's a good set of information to be provided to us. I appreciate that. Anyone have any questions of the attorney? Thank you, sir, for that report. Manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So no operational maintenance issues this month. Everything's running fine at the plant here. Influent pump station project, just to keep you guys up to speed, they've poured concrete in the bottom of it. They're starting to frame up, and they're going to form up to build the flow diversion boxes and the flow meter boxes. So that's on pace and going fine. I wasn't able to provide just because of the timing of the meeting this month, it being early, Coleman Engineering wasn't able to punch me out a progress report, but I will get you this month's progress report from next month's board packet will probably be, and then in January you'll probably get two, December's and January's, because next month's board meeting will be a week early as well. Other than that, everything's going good here. We since the last time I spoke to you guys, we actually let an employee go. He didn't pass probation. That was it. He just didn't pass probation. You know, I run around here telling the guys all the time that I want the best team in the state of California, and he wasn't performing at that level. And I couldn't keep him here if he wasn't going to be. I can't have a special case that he gets to get away with stuff. So we let him go. We offered the position to a gentleman who came in second in July. Attorney Huber said that was fine. It hadn't been too long for that. So we offered the position to him. He's moving down from Reading, and he will start December 1st. He has already passed his grade 2. Since he applied with us, he had taken a position with the city of Dunsmuir, so he's got in a couple months of time there. So we'll only need to give him, I think, 8 or 9 months, and he'll be a grade 2 operator. That's not the finish line for him. He needs to be a grade 3, but grade 2 can't allow him to work shift and stuff. So we felt like, rather than going through the whole process and bringing people in again, which really wouldn't have been feasible during the winter time with storms and everything making everything so fluid, there would be, because he was really close to getting the job in July, so we felt like it would just be the only thing right to do was just bring him in and offer him the position, and luckily he took it. So we're pretty happy with that. So he starts December 1st, and we'll hit the ground running with him.
What's your probation time here?
1 year.
1 year.
To keep everything out in the open, the employee that didn't make probation had his probation extended by 6 months, which would have took him out to March. I actually, letting him go in October, he was 1 year past that 1 year probation, but since we extended it 6 months, which I did on the advice of Attorney Huber, we were well within just the ability just to tell him he didn't make probation. So
yeah.
That's what we did.
Fair enough. In fact, that's good to hear, because that's very common nowadays. New people coming in don't have the true expectation of what they're working at.
Yeah.
It's not just in this job, but I'm hearing that in other job situations, that you give them another 3 month shot or whatever it may be, and that's kind of like an ultimate communication.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And that's what we figured, you know, and he was not a bad person or really egregious, but you just couldn't trust when he said something was done that it was done the way that you expected it to be done. So yeah. it just wasn't a fit here. Yeah. He'll probably be a great operator somewhere else, but he just wasn't score material.
Good. Appreciate that.
So other than that, I don't have anything to report.
I have one question I'd like to ask before anyone else has. The existing infrastructure that's in the hole now, the concrete and all that, that's been there a long time. Had it degraded at all, or was there any age things that showed up with?
You're talking about on the influent pump station here. So the stuff that's there currently, no, it's still doing all right. Mainly because the stuff that's involved now currently is the stuff that they put in 1996. So it's not quite as old as the rest of the inflow pump station that it's replacing. There is potential issues if we have too much groundwater and stuff starts settling. So the construction companies made sure to shore everything up and make sure none of our stuff is gonna fall is gonna collapse on itself. So we're really happy with Gateway Construction. They've been nothing but easy to work with and volunteered to help us with things around the plant that have nothing to do with the project. So we're pretty happy with Gateway. Pretty happy with Coleman on the CM. So, but as far as the old infrastructure, nothing that we found or they found so far that's scaring us. So
we're happy when they dug it up. We didn't find any water while they were digging it up around the pipe. So while it was dry still.
And frankly, given the water table around this area, I'm surprised you don't have water because.
After the rainstorm, we had a lot of water. Yeah.
And I think they have 9 pumps up there running right now.
Yeah, well, we put the 12-inch line over on Feather River Boulevard, the 12-inch water line, and I'm saying we, the fire department, did it.
Yeah.
We have water constantly, and it was really a shallow ditch. Mm-hmm. And it was a real pain back in those days.
Yeah, they put in 9, right? They have 9 dewatering wells they had to put in after the storm. They only had 2 before the storm.
Oh, okay.
And then after the storm, they had to put in 7 more. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good to hear. Thank you. Anyone else?
Questions? I have a quick question. Has there been any change orders on the inflow pump station project?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. Number 13, visitor comments. Seeing no visitors, I can't imagine we have any comments. I have one question to the attorney, and I know state law changed on the Zoom meetings and that kind of process. And I'm only asking this question because I've been in other board meetings and they've asked this question. If, say, an outside person or one of us commissioners, couldn't make a meeting and we made a request to have a Zoom presence, is that still allowable?
So let me give you just a very quick overview of what happened. So you've got the Brown Act. The Brown Act does allow for remote attendance. There are some noticing requirements you have to post. There's some posting requirements. You have to give the address of where you're going to be and then post it. And then technically that becomes an open and public place. That's part of the meeting, right? So if you were in, and I'm just going to pick a place where I would love to be, Hawaii, you could post it on your door in Hawaii. Technically, Hawaii becomes part of the meeting. One of the things you have to do is anybody who shows up and knocks and says, I want to be part of this meeting, you have to let them in, of course. That's part of the meeting.
Sure.
But you also have to have a quorum of members of the local agency present within the jurisdictional boundaries.
Okay.
So for example, if I'm just going to make it, if all of you couldn't make it, but you all said, we'll do it from home, just or work, right? If all those locations are within the jurisdictional boundaries of SCORE, you actually could do that, right? Under the old Brown Act.
Right.
Now, having said that, because of the governor's orders and the governor's executive order that expired, allowing for a waiver of the Brown Act and for Zoom meetings without listing addresses and all that, the legislature passed a law that until sometime, I want to say it's the end of 2022, but don't quote me on that. But it does sunset after like a year and 3 months or something like that. That every 30 days, an agency can pass a resolution saying, based on the local emergency, that is, it is A, unsafe to meet, and B, we want Zoom meetings to continue, you can do that. You have to pass that resolution every 30 days. You don't have to meet here. You don't have to be within the jurisdictional boundaries of this agency. You can do everything by video conference or Zoom or what have you. In that instance, you must allow for the public to comment from anywhere. They can be at home and participate by Zoom or by video conference. You must allow them the opportunity to comment on any item.
So the two conditions that you gave us, safety and the Zoom meeting,
mm-hmm.
is that and or?
No, it's and.
It's and, okay.
Yeah. You now, You have to, in the resolution, you, and again, these are cookie cutter boilerplate. You know, once, one of the things I kind of laugh about being an attorney is I had someone say to me, listen, once someone invents the wheel, don't reinvent the wheel. And, you know, it's like all through grade school and through high school and college, plagiarism is a dirty word. As an attorney, plagiarism is not only welcome, it's embraced. It's yeah, I mean, really.
Create the wheel, yeah.
Yeah, it, really. So anyway, so there are several of these samples that some attorneys have created, but you do have to actually, in the resolution, you have to actually say, based upon the conditions of the emergency. Well, the state has said the coronavirus pandemic counts, and no one's going to question that your wisdom in saying based upon the the declared emergency. That's okay. And it's not only related to COVID. It could be fire, flood, whatever natural disaster. Now, ironically, it's the purpose of that was for the coronavirus pandemic because it sunsets in, I think it's at the end of 22. So you have to pass a resolution. You have to, in that resolution, say that there is an emergency. That based on that declaration of emergency, it's unsafe to meet. And then you can have that's what opens the door to the remote meetings by video conference or Zoom or what have you.
Okay.
So if that was the case,
allow people to participate in closed session again from Zoom, because right now that's been canceled, right?
So interesting. Your question. The short answer is yes. It does allow people to participate in closed session. It actually allows the closed session to happen 100% remote. Interestingly enough, you can, under the Brown Act, participate in closed session under this under the post-it at your room. If someone showed up and said, I'd like to participate in the meeting, you'd have to say, you have to go out of the room while I'm here in closed session. And then when closed session is done, you open the door, you let them back in. So you actually can do that. Many public agencies have passed a policy saying, because we can't guarantee the security of the location, we don't want our members participating from remote locations, so we're not going to allow it.
Yeah, we had people where they're zoomed in and there are people walking behind them in the kitchens and dining rooms and people laughing about things that were being said. It was...
Yeah.
That's
not appropriate.
No.
And so, long story short, you can do a closed session meeting, but because it's in some instances hard to, you know, secure the remote location, it is not uncommon for public agencies to say, we will not do closed session remotely. Now, if you have an emergency and you decide, okay, we need to do it remotely, you may have to just figure it out, but I can't imagine, you know, what that would be.
I appreciate that answer, because it's confusing to a lot of people in the public, because in the schools are still doing Zoom meetings, the colleges are still doing them, and it's kind of like this world out there, and I know the governor's changed the law, and it's confusing to people. So I guess the real answer is, if someone as a board commissioner needs to Zoom in for a specific reason and a purpose on a request, you probably could.
Yes,
but I don't really like the idea that we make it publicly accessible at our meeting, because it doesn't really help, and it creates more problems than solutions. I mean, there's eight chairs there, you know.
Yeah.
Come in and sit, enjoy, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there is value in the effort that people need to make. If something is important to you, you need to make the effort to come to your to the office or to the meeting of your elected officials to talk to them about it. There has been a significant amount of disruption of public agencies by individuals who were just sitting on the couch with nothing better to do, and they disrupted it. I'm not trying to be snarky about it, but
their mom's basement.
They would literally be belligerent in their 3 minutes of public comment because they could.
Yeah.
And no one to stop them.
And then when you try and stop it, then they try to throw the First Amendment out, and it's like, listen, man, come out of your mom's basement and come here and say that. And that's why most people don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the discussion. That was my question. Any commissioners or staff comments?
I just want to clarify. So if one of the commissioners was to request that and we did that, I need to have, they need to have a Zoom feed, and then I have to have a public Zoom feed for the public to look at, to be able to watch the meeting from their house?
Only under the emergency declaration. And until this board passes a resolution, you can't do that.
Gotcha.
So always, I'll work with you on it. But okay. But if that happens, for example, if you know, Commissioner Hatley said, hey, I want to be in Hawaii, but I really want to be at that meeting. Okay, great. And I use that as a not so hypothetical. Right. The board meeting I was at this morning, one of the members was in Hawaii and, mm-hmm. and you know, Zoom. Participated by Zoom. Now, on the agenda, at the top of the agenda, it, you know, where it says SCORE, Commission, Orville Region, Board of Directors, Meeting Agenda, and it says regular board meeting, SCORE Boardroom, there would be a second address. It would be the hotel where you're staying at would be listed there. Mm-hmm. You'd be responsible to put that thing up on the door so that anybody would have notice, this is where the public meeting is. And I'm serious. And it's easy to do. And then, of course, there you don't. All you have to do is arrange for the feed for that one board member. Okay. And that's it.
Okay.
You don't have to do it for any other member of the public. And I recommend that you don't. there's a parade of issues that come behind it, because if there are technological issues, an individual also in that law has the opportunity to challenge an action saying, I wanted to make a public comment, but I wasn't able to because of your technological reasons, not mine, and therefore you have to bring that item back and re-notice it and re-agendize it and have the discussion again. Mm-hmm. And in some instances, when you have controversial items, you don't want to do those twice. You want to do them once, and that's it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the explanation. Anyone else have a comment? I'll just go around. Bruce, got any comment?
No, I'm fine.
Sure. Is Wednesday, December 15th at 11 o'clock?
Yep. Okay. Yes, sir.
That's it. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, cool. Chuck?
I'm sorry. What is Wednesday, December 15th?
That'll be the next meeting.
Next meeting.
The luncheon meeting.
At 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
We have a meeting for committees.
Do we? Yeah. Any quick thought then? Was that the redistricting thing?
No, it's for planning commission.
All the appointments.
Parks.
Oh, yeah.
Appointing wow. Committee member.
Yours 11. Was ours earlier? Or?
10:30, I think.
Oh, plenty of time.
Can you stop making the coffee?
Just Rochambeau real quick here. Yeah.
Expeditious.
Well, we'll be here at the luncheon and Zoom that meeting.
I have a comment.
Yes.
As far as the vaccine for COVID, how are the employees coming on that? Do they all have the vaccine?
They're coming around.
All but two.
Okay.
Yeah, all but two.
They're coming around.
Okay.
Yeah, those two probably won't get it unless it gets mandated at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
yeah. I have a curiosity question. With the testing being done, are we seeing any difference in pharmaceuticals coming into the plant?
We don't test for them. No, okay. we don't test for them. So,
I was just curious because I know down at Orange County Water they do.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And they actually filter that out.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Because that's going for drinking water.
Yeah, for their reverse osmosis. Yeah. Okay. No, if we did, we'd have it.
Right.
Every wastewater plant has the pharmaceuticals. I mean, the river's full of pharmaceuticals. It's unfortunate, but it's the truth of it. And as a wastewater plant operator, we're looking at, like, you know, eventually they're going to make us take that stuff out, you know, which is going to be a whole other costly process. But
yes,
so currently, no, we do not check for them. We do not test for them. But it wouldn't surprise me if it's in the near future.
Thank you. Anyone else have questions or comments?
No.
Well, thank you all. Some very good information passed along here tonight. Without any further ado, just a reminder, as Trevor brought forth, December 15th, 11 a.m., is the board meeting to be held. I would call for adjournment then. Anyone make a motion for adjournment?
Motion, Matt.
Motioned.
Second.
Seconded.
Yep.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, folks.
Signify by saying aye.